Chapter 41. Weregild. Before turning the final corner, she stopped and collected herself. Sola hurriedly began a breathing exercise passed down through the years in her family. Her heart rate slowed back to normal much faster than should have been possible. Sweat glands closed, and her already regular breathing became even more fluid. All in a matter of seconds. Looking in a nearby window, she checked her faint reflection in the glass, putting errant hairs back in place. These bastards would not see her frazzled. Calmed, she typed one last quick message into her link. Taking a final look in the window, she turned the corner, the soft soles of her sneakers contrasting with the clipped sounds of hard leather insoles of the 10 men and women in suits walking towards her. Outnumbered, she still did not back down and showed no hesitation. Her left hand rose to her chest and moved through a particular gesture of greeting. Her right formed the symbol of shadow, her familia. She said nothing, her expression cold and implacable. For a moment, it looked like the group of Lotus would walk into her, but with only 3 feet separating her from the leader, they all stopped. The man in charge mirrored her first gesture with his own left hand, and then formed the symbol for the Lotus with the other.
"Why are you here?"
she demanded, despite the forms not being fully completed. The leader's eye twitched at the disrespect, but he couldn't afford failure, so he kept to the forms. "I am Jürgen Blüter."
"Side branch of the family, huh?"
Sola asked smugly. She didn't really care if the man was core, main, or side, but she knew these blonde bastards were wound tight. With an audible grunt and more aggression this time, he began again. "I am Jürgen Blüter, and represent the local domo of the Lotus Familia. We are here to fulfill a directive from our patriarch. We need..."
"You need," she interrupted, "to get your powder asses out of my hospital. This is shadow territory."
All 12 of the pale-skinned blondes bristled at her insult this time. Their wan features and blonde hair were an easy way to identify them. Among other familias, jokes were rampant that they achieved their complexions by powdering each other regularly. The jokes weren't limited to them powdering their faces, or using powder. Before his subordinates could react, the leader held up a clenched fist, quieting them down. He leaned in until Sola could feel the heat from his breath on her face and smell the boiled chicken he'd had for lunch.
"Listen, little tint." His voice was thick with superiority and hate. "I have been given a directive from my patriarch to retrieve a package. That is exactly what I am going to do. Do you plan on stopping us?"
Even though he was more than a foot taller and had to outweigh her by a good 70 pounds, she looked back at him without a trace of fear, without the faintest tightening of her eyes. All she did was shift her breathing pattern and prepare for a fight. One of her hands remained behind her back, and a faint blue aura surrounded it. Her other hand hung straight down. It would take only a moment for her to release the stiletto hidden up the sleeve of her white coat. Some might take exception to a doctor so willing to break the Hippocratic Oath by spilling blood. No one really took that seriously, though. Besides, she was bound by oaths of actual power. That was why, as she stood there, a 5'3" woman in scrubs facing down a dozen blonde Vikings in black suits, her expression was deadly serious. Jürgen's link chirped, and he brought it to his chin. Sola couldn't hear what was said, but the tactile function on her own triggered it nearly the same time. A hospital guard had sent another message. A pair of those blondes in suits looked in a room on 5C before they came back out looking pissed. The fact that they were looking in 5C was the final confirmation she needed. They were definitely looking for Finn. She still just didn't know why. Which didn't keep her from enjoying the show unfolding in front of her. Jürgen had clearly just gotten a message from his subordinates that they hadn't found Finn. It was all Sola could do to not openly laugh at seeing Jürgen's face contort in anger. She settled for a faint smirk. Seeing that riled him up all the more. He leaned perilously close to her again, and for a moment she thought he might actually attack her. In a way, that would be the best result.
It would free her to take his life without risking retaliation from his familia.
Jurgen stared at her intensely for a few more seconds, but then his expression shifted like a switch was flipped. He laughed in her face, before straightening up and raising a hand.
"Settle down, little tint," Jurgen mocked. "You want to play games? We can play."
A holographic display appeared on his arm, and he tapped something out. With a dismissive flick, he swiped the information towards her. A series of vibrations ran down Sola's arm, and her eyes widened in both surprise and betrayal. While she stood there in shock, Jurgen gave his people curt orders.
"Teams 2, 3, and 4, split into twos and begin a systematic search of every room in this hospital. Have the Charlemagne spread out to all major junctions and camp there to limit the target's movements. We will go floor by floor. With the elevators locked down, he won't get by us."
This time, Sola didn't say a word in protest. She just glared at him, thin lips sealed by fury and family. Seeing her impotent anger, Jurgen laughed out loud again, making the scent of unseasoned chicken fill her nostrils a second time.
"What? No more smart mouth, little tint? The Werguild has already been paid, both for the intrusion and the civilian."
With a cruel glint in his eye, he added,
"Not to worry. Even in a building this size, we'll find him before too long."
Raising her own left arm, she double-checked what her tactile interface had already told her. A hologram appeared showing two images. The first was a black coin. It had copper edges and rotated slowly. The crest of her familia was on one side, and the other showed the symbol of the Lotus. The second image was a 3D model of Finn Ever's face. It took less than a second to send the data to her family's AI and then receive a response. The prickling skin on her arm confirmed what Jurgen had said. It was real. The Shadow had accepted the payment for the Lotus Familia's intrusion. That meant they tacitly agreed with the other family's actions. There was nothing she could do. Echoing her own thoughts, he mocked her.
"There is nothing you can do, unless you intend to attack us."
Unknowingly, he echoed back what had been her plan. With numbers firmly on his side, he'd like nothing more than for her to lose control. If that happened, he'd be well within his rights to kill. Not even her own familia would seek retribution. There were unwritten rules that would still protect her in many cases, but with her current status in Shadow.
"Kind of strange they didn't tell you, though, huh?"
the leader asked, his shit-eating grin eating more shit.
"Are you in the Scheisse with your people for some reason?"
His faint German accent just made the mocking worse somehow. While the threat of bloodshed didn't faze her in the least, the thought of her own familia triggered an involuntary tightening around her eyes. That didn't escape Jurgen's notice. With true pleasure, he laughed in her face a third time. This time a bit of spit flecked onto her pristine white coat.
"I guess so. Now, unless you plan to go against your own familia, or have a reason to contest the Werguild."
His tone turned rough and aggressive.
"Get the fuck out of our way!"
Sola stared back at him and the other blonde men and women who were glaring angrily at her, while her mind raced. He was right. The deal had been struck and there was nothing she could do. There was something about Finn Evers that made her think he was important. She trusted her gut. It had saved her life more than once. But that wouldn't be enough for her familia. If only she had some concrete proof that he was more than a regular civilian. If she could even prove that he'd been enabled by the wave, that might be enough. She hadn't seen anything like that, though, and without that proof, the Shadow would not take her word. To put it mildly, she wasn't in her family's good graces, and not only because she'd ignored the order to gather after the wave. She didn't fear these powders, but the Shadow... Yes, they had taught her fear. If she went against her familia now, it might be the last bad decision she ever made. At least, if she did it openly. With a false smile,
She stepped back and swept one hand out to the side, as if in magnanimous welcome.
I will, of course, comply with the wishes of my familia. In fact, it will be my pleasure to escort you to find your target. If he's not in his room, and it looks like he wasn't.
Her mocking question tightened the skin around Jürgen's eyes. Her false smile became real, and she continued.
Well, then I'm afraid we'll just have to search room by room. I wish I could be of more help.
Jürgen glared at her with not a small amount of distaste, annoyed both that his gambit had failed and that he couldn't keep her from chaperoning him.
Fine, he spat. In accordance with the terms of the Wehrguild, I demand you shut down the elevators, seal the exits, and provide my team access to the security feeds. I have a strike team waiting outside the security office. Now, do as you're told, little girl, if you can handle it.
As he spoke, he'd pointed his link at her, a holographic camera appearing above his wrist. The hologram wasn't necessary to record things, but it made the threat unambiguous. Sola got the message. Basically, that Jürgen was a bitch of a snitch and he was planning to tell his daddy if she didn't play nice. Smiling, she responded with a simple, "Of course." Tapping her link, she gave an order.
This is Dr. Sola Yiying, giving an administrative order. Clearance code ZX78-95. Place the hospital on lockdown. Stop all elevator traffic and post guards at the doors. 4 security specialists are waiting outside of the security office. Give them entrance and extend every courtesy to help them.
Sola rarely asserted her authority as the top administrator in the hospital, preferring to focus on patient care. But all knew that her word was law. With zero pushback, the head of security immediately assented with a, "Yes, ma'am," and carried out her instructions. Jürgen held his link to his jaw, the device using bone conduction to silently relay information to his inner ear. As Sola watched, his eyes rose in smug triumph, which made it all the more satisfying when they plunged into despair for just a second before fury stole across his face.
"Your people triggered a security update. All of the camera feeds are down."
Sola opened her mouth in mock horror.
"Is this the 14th? There was a regularly scheduled security update for today. It's weird how bad your luck is."
She stuck out her bottom lip in commiseration.
"Oh, poo." "It's," Jürgen chewed the words in his German accent, "the 11th.
"Oh." Sola's unlidded eyes widened comically, and she looked up to either side as if seeing an answer in the corners of the hallway.
"Then that's really weird."
She snapped her fingers in epiphany.
"Wait, wait, I know what happened. When I was trying to help you before, I told them to use code ZX7895. I should have told them to use code ZX7896. 95, as we all now know, triggers a security update."
Sola exhaled heavily before nodding at Jürgen in mutual commiseration.
"Women, am I right? I guess I couldn't handle it."
Exaggeratedly looking around, she whispered in a very loud voice,
"I think I'm on my period."